the glass is like half full or half empty, but I do think the glass is also refillable. Focus is about locking in. It's not about blocking out. What focus wants is, what are the things that you want? What if it all works out?
Hey there, billionaire. Yep, I'm talking to you. If you expect to live another 31 years, you're already a billionaire. Not in money, but in the real measure of wealth. Time. That's because 31 years is roughly a billion seconds. But most of us waste time in ways we'd never waste money. The currency of time billionaires is micro moments. The 90-second to 15-minute gaps hidden between the structured parts of your day. This podcast is about reclaiming them with quick, research-backed ideas to help you feel more creative, productive, and alive. Welcome to Time Billionaires. Let's make your next micro moment count. This is a two-part episode. If you want to check out the first part, listen to the previous episode of Time Billionaires.
No. So if someone does feel stuck or overwhelmed, what's the smallest action that you've seen create momentum, especially if they're feeling maybe under pressure or like they're trapped by a spiral of unproductive thoughts?
I like the thought that, like the analogy about that glass is like half full or half empty, right? Because that's the perspective thing. But I do think there's a third rail to that, that the glass is also refillable. I mean, but what if you just went to the sink and put more water in it, right? So it's like your shot analogy, like just move the ball, right? Like it's never as bad as we think. It's never as good as maybe we want it to be. But I encourage people to really spend time in the I am, I can, I do statements. You know, structuring thoughts around those, I think, brings a lot of calm. I think it brings a lot of reassurance. And I think it's very grounding. And we get back into that reminding, you know, of our abilities. I'm not talking about them in relation to others. That's a whole other thing. I'm talking about them as real facts as it relates to us. So, I think you got to take control of the thoughts, but also remember that focus, I think, which is what everybody is chasing, is about locking in. It's not about blocking out. Right? Like there's
what's
a humongous difference.
What is that difference?
Yeah. So it's like, in the sports world, like, so for your instance, in, like this literally just happened to me the other day, which is so funny. So I'm in Florida, so we're still golfing. That good drive, kind of on the side of the fairway, you know, shot to the green. There is one tree branch, only one.
No.
Like, you know, like maybe 50 yards away.
Only yeah. One. And you focused on it and hit it. Yeah.
I do this for a living. I was like, you know, looking past it. And my last swing thought I know was like, don't hit that tree branch. Mm-hmm. Right. So you could have put 30 balls down. I couldn't hit that tree branch again, but that's the thought, right? So the way the brain works, the don't do's, you know, like if I said, don't think about an elephant, you know, the famous Simon Sinek thing, like everybody thinks of an elephant, like it's impossible not to. Because that's how the brain works. So the brain wants to do's, right? So focus is not, I hope I don't slice, you know, don't belong there, don't hit into the trap. Like what focus wants is, what are the things that you want, right? So the brain can't suppress those other, you can't ask yourself to not think about that tree branch. Don't think about it. Don't hit it. And then expect to, you know, not have it in your train of thought.
No, it's so true. I'm realizing, it reminded me how early this starts, like how young this pressure and expectation starts. I'm thinking about myself literally in youth AYSO soccer. So I was under age 12. I was a child. And I had heard my coaches talking badly about another player on my team weeks earlier. Like, oh, you could stick her right in front of the goal and she'd still miss it. And so I had this opportunity as a sweeper I had a breakaway and I could have scored. And in my mind, I had them playing. Oh, you could stick Danielle in front of the goal and she'd still miss it. Don't miss it. This might be your only opportunity to score a goal this season. And I had never said that to myself, but I had heard coaches saying it to other people. And so I think that this is just really important to remember that whatever thoughts we're planting, we're giving airtime to, and people are listening, even if it's not just us.
The don't do's and the don't think abouts, that is a huge one. It's, I mean, I spend a lot of my time with athletes, but anybody, any achiever or anything, or just all of us, that there is great power in focusing on the to do's. You know, how many times have all of us, okay, don't be nervous, don't do this, don't do that. And it's like the more time you're introducing that concept to yourself, like literally you're asking your brain to go back, be nervous, and then try to fight like heck to stop being nervous, you know, versus like, in that example of you with your soccer, like if the coach wanted you guys to go out and run fast, he or she wouldn't say, okay, go out there and don't be slow. Like, go be fast. Right. Like, but a lot of times we put that doubt into our own mind. And that's what I mean by locking in. So many people you don't have to spend a second more trying to block out the things that you don't want. I can't guarantee a perfect life, but I can guarantee that in terms of focus, if you took all of that brain power and just said, I'm going to start focusing, I'm just going to worry about keeping the good things in rather than trying to block the bad things and keep them out. Totally different mindset.
Mm-hmm. It is such a shift. And so often when we're feeling stuck or anxious, there is so much of that don't worry yeah. about what could happen. Instead of focus on the good that could happen, right? That's easier for your mind to wrap around.
First off, and shout out to Danielle. I feel bad. You just totally ruined Danielle's life. Her real name.
I don't think she'll remember. I don't know her last name at this point in life, but yes.
I'm kidding.
Sorry, Danielle.
I love the what if game. I love that game for people. We've all played it, but not to the negative. You know, what if it doesn't work out? What if I fail? What if I mess up? What if I get fired? What if, like, right? I mean, I don't know, but why can't we play that game to the other side? Like, what if it all works out? What if it's better than we ever thought? What if this is the best decision ever? What if this is the best play? What if I get promoted? Like, neither one is happening right now, but if your brain only has so much space to consider one, why not consider the good one rather than the bad one?
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I love that. So if someone has under 5 minutes today, maybe waiting in line somewhere, is there something that you think that they could or should do with that time that would help them build momentum?
Measure gains, not gaps. Start whatever the thoughts are, measure gains, not gaps. We so routinely go to the negatives, right? But what I don't think any of us do, any of us, is spend enough time not like self-hyping ourselves up because it's not valid, but, you know, talking about the gains. It would be like if we were going on like a 2 mile hike, you know, like up a mountain, let's say, and we get up a mile and, you know, you're looking up going, oh God, look how far we have to go. Like, and I'm looking down saying, well, look how far we've come. Like we're both literally in the exact same place, but one feels a lot different than the other. So I like to tell people, let's start talking about the wins and, you know,
yeah,
not so much focusing on the gaps.
Right. Yeah. You're reminding me of Dan Sullivan's book, The Gap and the Gain, which is great. And he uses that example of all of these entrepreneurs or a group of them that he facilitated talking about the next revenue milestone they wanted for their business. But 12 months earlier, they would have been thrilled with wherever they were. And I think it's just so deeply human, right?
Yep.
If we want to keep striving because we need to focus on what's not done for our hunter-gatherer brains to survive, then we think about what's next and we don't take as good of inventory of what we've done. But it's so true. 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, how thrilled would that version of you be with how many aspects of your life today?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's, I'm not saying that it's ever, you know, that challenging stuff doesn't happen or that there are times when we're not as happy as we'd want to be. But yeah, I mean, how much time do we spend really kind of acknowledging the wins, the successes? And maybe it is in relation to somebody else. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just to us, but that doesn't defeat the that doesn't limit the power of the win. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, and even those challenging times a year ago, that version of you may be proud of how strong you can be or how much you can overcome or a new appreciation you have from a challenging.
I agree. I think focus from a performance standpoint. So in my world, like the mindset stuff, I don't say mental performance too much because I think that people, the assumption is that you know, you're like someone's broken and they need to be fixed. It's just a different time from when I was younger. That's probably what people were thinking then. But mindset really is like the foundation of the building, you know, so whatever you're trying to stack, whatever we're trying to design with the third floor balcony or the fifth floor penthouse, if the guts of the building aren't strong, none of that matters. So from a mindset standpoint, I think number one is focus. You know, your ability to kind of be right here, right now. And, you know, if it's not measuring gains, not gaps, I think an empowering one is the now what game. You know, if you ask yourself, whatever happens, now what, like that's a pretty good reframe.
It is a great reframe. I like that. Now what? Awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks for this, Sandy. It's been great.
Yeah,
to talk.
Yeah. No problem.
Thanks for spending this micro moment with me. If you found it valuable, share it with a fellow time billionaire and give us a rating to help others discover the power of micro moments. For more ways to reclaim your time, check out timebillionaires.org and follow me, Rebecca Shaddix, on LinkedIn. See you next time.